Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
Right now, brought to you by your North Texas Ford dealers, Ford, built for Texas, built for you. Cowboys owner and general manager, Jerry Jones. Good morning, sir.
Hey, good morning, and good to, again to be on with you. And it really is neat that we're nearing our chance to get on the field for the first time this year out in Los Angeles. But it's also just good that we're where we are with our training camp, how we have evolved. We've gotten some great work in, and so a lot of things on go around here.
We are 6 days away from the start of the NFL season and 9 days away from the Cowboys opener. Do you have one of those little tearaway calendars in your office where you pull a day off each day as we get closer to the start of the season?
Well, that's a good idea, but I stay with me constant reminders, as we all do, with these smartphones. But still, for years, I carried in my pocket reminders like that, and I would do that, whether it be that or whether it be the balance in your bank account or whatever. It's always good to check where you are each day, and that's one of them, 6 days away. We've gotten specifically, though, as we come down to when we're going to be taking the field, the fact that we've done such a really better than expected job at this particular time relative to our safety, our players, as it relates to protecting themselves as to the COVID, all of those things are positives to build on. You know, in our game, we do unnatural things. We do things you're supposed to get out in front of 300 pounds, not get in front of it. And so there's a lot of physicalness involved. And so you're always making your list of the things you're doing right. And that motivates you, and that keeps you going some of the drudgery ahead.
Does it ever amuse you? I know with the popularity of the Cowboys, obviously, they make headlines. Does it ever amuse you that your team gets lumped in with every single player who's available? I mean, Adrian Peterson gets cut, people are like, what about the Cowboys? Ha ha, Clinton Dix gets cut, people are like, what about Earl Thomas? Does that amuse you that it seems like every marquee player gets linked with the Cowboys one way or another?
You know, I think that any time that our team can be in a discussion, that's a good thing. I put that over in the, stay relevant, stay interesting, be a part of conversations. Now, there's a lot of conversations that you kind of wince when you're a part of those conversations. But in general, our team, to have the kind of interest it's got, one of the real underlying values that we have as a franchise. It does cause inordinate discussion regarding issues, especially here in, when we're talking about social issues. But in general, any discussion that can be going on about the Cowboys is a positive for me.
Jerry, in your history as GM and owner and associated with the NFL, have you ever seen the potential with a wide receiver group like you have with this group right here?
You know, I don't want to leave out, we've had some great combinations is what you're talking about. Mm-hmm. Obviously, we've had with Drew Pearson, Michael Irvin, players like that. We've had a great history. But I would say as far as their for the time we're playing, for right now, which we're in a more of a passing game, I would say that this group of receivers gives us the best offense under the rules that I've been associated with relative to what you ask out of receiver. When I go down through them and I look at their unique talents, look at their ability to create attention even when they're not getting the ball, creating a threat. You put that out there at the same time. You add Jarwin at the tight end and what we're doing with our tight ends, what we got out of the backfield. So I'm going to answer your question in an overall throwing game, overall passing. This is about as versatile as I've seen our passing game ever with the goods to back it up.
Do you have a favorite one of those receivers? Have you power ranked them for yourself yet?
Would say that the threat that Cooper has with his route running and the explosiveness that he has, and boy, he's come back to me as with bulk as much as I could have ever expected. I would say that Cooper gives you more to worry about out there. The reason that Lamb, possibly even Gallup, they don't have the reputations yet of that Cooper has could change, and that could change quickly this season.
So, Jerry, when it comes to going to Los Angeles next week, I was just wondering, is your schedule going to be different traveling with the team? Are you going to travel separately, or will you ride the team plane? I was just wondering with the situation, coronavirus, how your schedule could change going on the road.
Yeah. The thing is that I've always alternated or done that differently according to schedule and what where we're going. So be any change, I'll go to the game location sometime, or I will join the team. Obviously, I prefer to ride with the team, and one of the best things that you can do in my shoes is ride with the team coming back from the game after a win. That's a very unique and exciting time. And I remember years ago we were playing in New York. And Lamar Hunt's sister, Margaret Hill, was there in New York, and we had had her as a guest with us to come out to the ball game. And after it was over, she was just so excited. And I said, well, how would you like to just ride back to Dallas on the team plane? Now, this is Lamar's sister. And so she got on the team plane with us, and that was her first team plane ride, which I'm kind of proud of, too. And it's one of the most exciting things to watch her, and their football had been a part of their lives, although a little secondhand. It was her brother Lamar that was so involved, but it was a lot of excitement for her. It just reminded me how special it is to get to do what we do.
Talk with Jerry Jones right here on 105.3 The Fan. Now, yesterday, Tyrone Crawford said that players definitely have a green light to express themselves on social justice, and they want to do something that makes a boom. There seems to be this odd perception, I don't know exactly where it comes from, that you do not support this, but he says you definitely are okay with it. Will you kind of tell us, if you can, any conversations you've had with your players about any social justice statements or what we could expect next week before the opener?
Yeah. I'm sure you'll understand if I don't get into a discussion as to the uniqueness of our player discussions, and so I won't be going into there. We all do understand where I stand relative to the national anthem and the flag. On the other hand, I really do recognize our times we're in. I recognize the ability of the Cowboys to use the visibility and interest we have to support the players. And so, as I said earlier, we'll come down in a way that that gives us a chance to move the ball forward, move the ball positively forward. The word is, how is the be as effective as we can, maximizing this visibility of the Cowboys. We're the most visible thing there is in all of television in any discipline. So how do we do that? And we'll do it by showing the grace to the millions that are sensitive, and the flag is a symbol of the best of America. The flag is a symbol to that, and we also recognize the way that the times we're in and the need for social justice. And that's the way it'll come down, and there'll be no angst between me and the players.
Okay.
And no angst between me and the fans.
Awesome. I was just about to ask if you feel like then everyone is on the same page, and sounds like that answers that.
Well, no one's on the same page. Everybody has a different, that's the great thing about America, is everybody has a difference. I will assume that our players, if our players are there, they are sensitive to the flag and respect what America is as it relates to the flag. I'll assure you that. And I would hope that our fans, which I think that they will understand that our players have issues that they need help on. And they need help from a majority of America. They need help. Nobody wants to do that.
Jerry, I'm kind of curious if you ever kind of sit back and say, you know what, I have an expectation, and what is your expectation of Dak this year that might, I don't know, solidify his status with this organization, or what do you expect to see from him this year?
Dak doesn't need anything more to solidify his status with us. Well, I mean, to solidify his status with the Cowboys, he doesn't need to do anything more at all. And candidly, he's had that. And so that's not an issue. What we all want to be a part of, and is such a opportunity for the Dallas Cowboys, and if you will, for NFL football. We've got a chance to hit it right in stride, right when we were supposed to start, right when football is in the air. And this is going into the fourth quarter of the year, culminates in the fourth quarter. It could be a very exciting time for the NFL. We have a team that is very capable. And the year of the COVID, 2020, when we all know the pressing problem we have in this country in many, many ways, the Cowboys could serve as the respite that we want to be and are. And that is a time away from the burden of these, and then it'll be my city against your city in a competitive way, not in a controversial of issues and debate on social issues. It will be in a way that says, you know what, the Cowboys, Dallas, Philadelphia, Dallas, New York, these are competitive ways that we can show we're better than you, but we're doing it on the football field with some very talented players. I look forward to this. It's going to be great to show this in this country these next months ahead.
Jerry, there is a report that in the next 48 hours you are going to have a meeting with Earl Thomas. Can you confirm that?
To the extent that there's a report out there, no, I can't.
Okay.
No, I can't confirm that in any way, and I haven't heard that report. But so to that end, to the end that we are basically making our roster in the next 48 hours, making decisions, and not just the safety spot but other spots, I can confirm that that process is going on. But I don't know about that report.
How are you feeling about your safety starters and your depth right now?
I think that we've done a better than I could have expected job of evolving from where we were when we started a few weeks ago when we finally got our team together. We missed the spring part of our preparation, but boy, we've made up the ground. And I like the way we're executing. I think that our new staff has meld with our players and have done a great job of taking any carryover that we might have had with our veteran players and incorporating in the new things doing as a team. It's more than I could have expected. Everybody always wants more time, but I'm confident that we'll feel good when we kick off against the Rams and we'll be ready to go.
I'm sorry if I missed any news about this, Jerry, but has there been any updates lately about Randy Gregory? Because I feel like we just kind of been waiting. Do you know anything about the latest with him?
Yes, I know every detail about Randy and the league and status, and I'm not at liberty to talk about those details, but I work on it probably every other day. And so the answer is that is evolving, and I'm positive about it.
Well, Jerry, I have a. I know this can be one of the toughest times for a general manager and a coach to have to cut guys, to have to call them in the room and tell them that they can't be on the team. And you have tons of stories, Jerry. I haven't ever heard a story of in your life. Have you ever been fired?
When I was. In college, I had a couple of jobs when I played football. As a matter of fact, I had more than two jobs when I was playing football. Probably, other than getting hurt and not being able to practice, the downest time in my life was looking at the depth chart and walking out there and have to be up enough to go to practice, which were very physical back then, more so than today, and look up there and you had dropped down about three or four teams on the depth chart. Now, we had 13 teams when I played in college, and you walked out there with the color jersey of the team that you were on that particular day. When you're on a baby blue and your college colors are red, you're way down the chart. And I've had that baby blue jersey on, too. Now, those are downers, especially when you've got to go out there and try to physically knock somebody's, you know, what off. So those are downers, but I look back on it, and they were great lessons of how to step up there and be disappointed, but, I mean, keep on keeping on. But in addition to that, I sold shoes while I was in college, shoes to principally men's shoes to the fraternities. And I sold insurance while I was there at the very very same time. Now, the guy that got you fired there was looking in the mirror.
Oh.
Because you still had a job as long as you were ready to go out there and sell little shoes. But if you didn't, then you didn't have a job. So I've mostly dealt with that guy in the mirror, and I'm trying to be clever this morning, but I've mostly been fired by that guy in the mirror in my life.
Well, we appreciate your time this morning, less than a week away from the start of football, 9 days away from the official start of the Cowboys season. We are all pumped, and so exciting to hear that you're pumped as well.
Well, it's an exciting time, and your Cowboys are going to feel so much better than I did a month ago or 2 months ago that we're going to get to have a season. It's exciting.
Awesome. Thank you so much for your time. We'll visit with you again next Friday.
Thanks, guys.
Jerry Jones, Cowboys CEO, GM, owner. Couple of interesting things happening right there.
Name one.
The fact that the pause leads me to believe that there will be discussions with Earl Thomas. I know that he's, I'm sorry, and I hope this doesn't get us into any trouble. I know that he said, I'm not aware of that report, but did not say we are not meeting with Earl Thomas in the next 48 hours. I thought that was a very clever way to work around that. The idea that while the country is not unified, apparently a lot of the organization seems to be, though not all, seems to be on the same page about what they're going to do before that first game, and that Dak has nothing to prove to anybody. There's a lot of stuff happening there.
So, you know, here's the thing that I feel like Jerry's trying to promote out there. And it is, the argument was, if you kneel during the anthem while the flag is there, you're showing that you don't respect it,
yep.
Right? Like, that's what that argument became.
And by the way, when he says, everybody knows where I stand on the flag and the anthem, that is what he's getting at.
And so whenever he says, but we want to show something different, that makes me feel like it's not going to happen during the anthem. And I don't think that anybody can be upset about that, right? I don't know, man.
Oh, I disagree with that last part. I mean, just like the political climate in general, but obviously this is an important issue to a lot of people. And I know he seems to think that what they're going to do before that Rams game is going to work, but people will find a way to deconstruct it either way.
But he did confirm what Tyrone Crawford said yesterday.
Yes,
so
they will do something.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.